You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now we're back with more of our look at all of today's matches on Atlanta Soccer Tonight.
Let's go!
On Sports Radio 92.9, The Game.
Welcome back to Atlanta Soccer Tonight, joined now by Atlanta United goalkeeping coach Liam Curran. Liam, how are you doing today?
Good after the Aussies win this morning, mate, to be fair, so can't complain. How's things?
Pretty good. I feel a lot better after that Argentina win this afternoon, I'm not going to lie. That was a little stressful after yesterday's U.S. game. That was very stressful.
Yeah.
It's been a stressful tournament for Australia, and today's game was maybe not the prettiest of matches, but 3 points is 3 points, right?
Yeah, at this stage, 100%. I mean, obviously, you wanted to see, a bit of a response after the first result. And it was almost as if going up 1-0 there against France maybe awoke the beast a bit. And so you can see, obviously, their quality throughout the rest of the match. But I thought there were moments that were quite bright the other night. And then obviously, today's one was just about trying to find a way to get a result. And so, you know, in true Australian fashion, it doesn't always have to be the prettiest. But if, we can walk away with 3 points, we've got something to play for in the last one. Keeps everyone happy.
Let's go back to that first game a little bit, because I was really happy to see the start for Australia. I thought France looked a little shell-shocked, backline, a little shaky. And it felt like from there, though, Australia couldn't build on that as France really woke up. Was there anything that disappointed you about how the team responded to France starting to take control of that?
Yeah, I wouldn't say disappointed. I just think, look, at the end of the day, it's you're playing against, one of the best players in the world at the moment, obviously, in Mbappe.
Yeah.
You're playing against the reigning champs, and I think that, no matter what, it was always going to be a difficult game. And I think in some ways going out on the front foot like they did, and, at least you could see they had a plan in place. They were fairly disciplined. They tried to be really efficient when they did have the ball, and obviously scored, what ended up was a really good goal. But I just think that whether it was maybe a little bit of, easing themselves in France a little bit and testing them out. But like I said, I think for as good as that early goal was in a lot of ways, it also gave them some time to kind of get themselves in the game. And like I said, you just kind of see the quality that they've got, despite some of the injuries that they do have,
Against a tough team today, defensively especially in Tunisia, that finish, that goal, that header, what a goal, what a reaction to be able to place that.
No, 100%. And look, he's good. He's good in the air, isn't he? Duke, and so he causes some problems, he puts himself about, and so again, it was a bit instinctual. That's what you want your strikers to be, opportunistic, gets a bit lucky that it ends up where it ends up, but he's got to obviously do the work that he's got to do to get it in the back of the net, and so he's done exceptionally well.
Tough opponent coming up in Denmark, a team that I thought could make a run in this tournament, one that they really felt like they haven't gotten going just yet. You saw fits and starts against France today, but we haven't seen the Denmark that made that run in the Euros. Do you think they can do it in game three?
Well, I think having, both teams in a position to still qualify puts a little bit of that extra bit of pressure on both teams, really. And so again, getting that win and getting those points on the board today was really important. But I think in some ways you probably don't want the Aussies to come out and kind of soak up pressure, or, you know, you kind of want them to have a go, because I think that's when they are at their best in a lot of ways. You know, that's probably a little bit of, I think, what Graham Arnold, the coach, talks about is the Aussie DNA. And so it's just kind of fighting and scrapping and finding ways to obviously, you know, be a threat in and around the goal, but also being really, really tough to beat. And so it could be a bit cagey because of those reasons early on. But I'd love to see the Aussies really come out and at least try to take the game a little bit and hopefully play on the front foot. And like I said, hopefully a draw may end up doing all right. But, you know, we'll obviously see how it all plays out.
Yeah, I feel like we've seen in this tournament teams that have tried to play for that draw, and Mexico did it this afternoon. We've seen it multiple times. They're not able to get that over the line. And one player I feel like can really help Australia get on that front foot, somebody I've been really impressed with coming into this tournament, is Lecky up top. I feel like he's so critical to being able to threaten Denmark in the wide positions.
100%. You're spot on with that, Jason. I think he's obviously he's got a huge engine. He's up and down. He plays both sides of the ball. He can deliver some really good crosses into dangerous areas. Like I said, Duke's a pretty good threat in and around the box. Hopefully we can get a few other numbers in there when we do break and when we do have stretches of possession. But 100%, he's a guy that, you know, the team has to rely on as well. He's got some experience. He's got quality. And so, you know, hopefully, again, you get a couple of good performances by a few of the boys. I think that'll at least get us in the conversation to play in the next round.
I got to ask you about one other player, too, that we've talked about on the show, a potential breakout star and somebody who I think set a record. I don't know if it's official or not, as coming into the tournament having never started a game at the senior level. He still hasn't started a game for Australia at the senior level, but Grant Kowal, the teenager who has done great in the A-League, feels like he brings, you know, something special off the bench, even at only 17.
No, for sure. I mean, I think he's come on the other day against France, and in a game where you're chasing it, and, you know, he's obviously been sent on there to try to make a difference. So every time he got it, he was trying to at least take, you know, the first defender on, and a couple of times it may not have, you know, worked out for him, but you could see the intent. You could see he's positive. He's bright. He's got obviously a huge future ahead of him. So this experience will be valuable for him, not just for now, but obviously moving forward. He's in the Premier League now. So, you know, Darren must have been out scouting in Australia or something since he's gone over. Look, I think the boy's got a little bit of an X factor. Hopefully you start to see, you know, maybe of a few years back, kind of what the Aussies call that golden generation of players, where, you know, we had a fair few playing in the Premier League. We had a fair few playing in, you know, the top five leagues in Europe. And as a team, I think that, you know, one of the better performances, if you remember that year where the Italians got the penalty in that game and ended up doing us at the end. But you hope that he's maybe part of that kind of new crop of players that are coming through that hopefully is the future of Australian football.
While I've got you, I got to ask about Australia's goalkeeper, Matt Ryan. Steady hands at the back. You've been solid with him so far in this tournament?
Yeah, I really like him, eh? You know, obviously he's been in the Premier League, he's been in Liga, and obviously he's held down the number one position for the Aussies now for quite some time. So, you know, he's not the biggest, is he? And so, you know, he's certainly not got that kind of, you know, size and stature to him. But he's quick, he's explosive in and around the goal. And so, you know, he's capable of making the big saves, and ultimately it's what you need, you know, in the tournament is can someone make that big play, and can the goalkeeper keep you in the game enough to where it gives you a chance? And, you know, obviously looking into that knockout phase, that ends up being the difference a lot of the time, is those teams with a top goalkeeper who can maybe, you know, save a pen in a shootout, or they can make the big save when they're called upon. And, you know, I think Matty Ryan's got it in him. Obviously, the ironic thing about it is we've got Redders on the bench there that came on and saved the day to get there. So, you know, whether that's another trick up the sleeve, if we ever have to, you know, go down that path, I don't want to be talking too soon, obviously, but, you know, look, I think they've, and you've got Danny Vukovic, who's the other goalkeeper, had a good career back in Australia playing now at the moment. And so, you know, I think they, you know, we've always had some real steady goalkeepers. I think Schwarzer back in the day, Bosnich. Mm-hmm. And so we've had a few good ones over the course of time. And I think John Crawley, who's the goalkeeping coach there with the Australian side, does a really good job, you know, developing them. And, you know, I think hopefully Matty can, you know, do enough to get us through this next one.
This has been a tournament for the goalkeepers with three different times that goalkeepers have saved a penalty and went on to keep the clean sheet. Happened again today for Poland and Wojciech Szczęsny. It feels like, you know, this tournament's a little tighter than maybe some previous World Cups that had more goals in them, and goalkeepers can make differences in this kind of a tournament, it feels like.
No, without question. I mean, if you look at all the successful teams in any competition, you know, they've got a goalkeeper who has either gotten them there or has gotten them through, you know, take Courtois in the final, for example, in the Champions League, you know, he was exceptional. And so, yeah, I think that there's been, a few scoreless draws. And so, yeah, a few clean sheets there. But again, I think that's talk about, you know, positions and players who can really affect the outcome of the game. Obviously, the goalkeeper's got to be up there. You know, you're centre forward, you need to finish. And, you know, you've got your creative guys you need to try to create. But, you know, your goalkeeper needs to keep you in games. There's no question about it, especially when you're at this tournament where every player is a good player. And so, you know, I do think that, you know, whoever ends up kind of getting deep, you know, the last four teams or so, you know, I think that when you're getting into those games, those are the ones where you really want your goal. Yeah, maybe you don't want to highlight him because you want him to be a little bit less busy back there. But if he's called upon, he's, you know, he's got enough in him to make that big save.
For the US fans out there listening, what have you thought of Matt Turner's performances so far?
Nah, brilliant, mate. Exceptional. You know, obviously, you know, there was a lot of talk going into the tournament with everything. But, you know, he's made a fantastic move in going to Arsenal. And so I think everyone was questioning whether or not, because he wasn't playing every week, but he obviously came in when he did play and put in, you know, a couple of good performances for Arsenal in preparation. Obviously knowing Aaron Hyde really well from being here and working with him before he moved on with the national team with their goalkeeper coach. I know he does a tremendous job with them as well. And so, look, am I surprised? No, not really, because I think he's, you know, he is a top shot stopper. And he's certainly got, you know, he's one of those, I guess you could say, late bloomers in a lot of ways. And that's where goalkeepers a lot of the time, you know, end up, you're seeing their best stuff kind of later on in their careers with that little bit more experience and maturity and those things. So he's only going to get better, Turner. But no, I rate him. He's, like I said, he's an excellent shot stopper. I'd say it was good to see him leave the Revs, but they brought in another good one. So, but no, look, he's done well. He certainly did well the other day. And I think that, you know, again, for the US to continue moving forward, he's going to have to continue to put in some performances like he has done so far.
One more for you. With a lot of parents of kids who are out there playing, and many of those kids are goalkeepers, what kind of a lesson do you give to kids after what almost happened to Portugal at the end of that match?
Look, obviously, when you're on that scale, and there's that much on the line, obviously that may be a little bit different situation, but if you're talking about, you know, young goalkeepers out there, you know, they've got to go out and express themselves as individuals, as, you know, certainly many different ways to play the position, and there's obviously different characteristics, different profiles of goalkeepers. Obviously the latest trend is, you know, those that have the ability with the ball at their feet, as well as being able to do, obviously, the defending the goal actions, defending the space and area actions, but certainly someone who's in possession who can make a difference as well. So if I'm going to say anything, I'd say continue to be brave. You know, obviously, as you're always assessing the risk versus the reward. But, you know, again, I don't think that's going to change, you know what he's going to be doing in the next game, because that's just the type of goalkeeper he is, which is probably why he's got a bit of interest from Premier League clubs at the moment. So, no, keep being brave. That's the main thing, eh? And express yourselves.
Love it. Liam, thank you so much for the time. Really appreciate it. And hopefully things go well in game three for your Aussies.
Yeah, mate, fingers crossed. I've taught the kids, you know, Aussie, 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 oi, oi, oi. So hopefully we can get a few of them going. So, mate, I appreciate it as always. Thanks very much.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, 3-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.